Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. As we're closing out these last two shows here for this year, I just want to recap some of the things that we talked about, and so that they're still fresh in your mind. We talked about the seasons and how important they are to us and to actually everyone. And we talked about life and how they're tied to that ebbing life flow from the Earth Mother, the mother of all mothers. That's our main point of everything, is that we live on her, and we live our life and the tune of our life, whether we live or whether we die. Is connected to that great mystery. And we're all connected. We're all on this planet together. And I think that's a big message, that we've been talking about through all of these series, is that that connectedness. And we are who we are, each and every one of us. And, the world out there, embraces us. It's just that some don't, and it shouldn't be that way. Yeah, we have something to give, and we have something to share. And we have a way of life that's beautiful. The teachings that we were taught, and the things that we have, to live close to the Earth Mother, we still have those teachings. And, like I said, there's the keepers of the water, the keepers of the air, the keepers of the fire, and the keepers of the earth. The Indian people are the keepers of the earth. And we are the first in line, to help her and to be a part of her. And to be absorbed by her, and to observe her, and to know her ways, and to teach her ways. And our animal brothers, our animal sisters, and the plant people. And the stars and the moon, all of those things are truly connected. And one day, we talked about earlier too that we would head to the stars. And we are. We're going to go there. We're going to get there. We will be there. We will be there soon enough. But we have to connect ourselves first. We have to connect ourselves to the earth and to understand her, and to understand her ways, in order for us to be born and go out into the, deep space. We have to know our Earth Mother. We have to know our ways. And we have to keep them. And, we get to the other worlds, they're going to wonder who we are and what are we going to tell them. We destroyed our planet, so here we are. We killed it for oil. Here we are. No, I want to be able to go to the other planets and see the other beings and tell them, hey, we conquered and we solved our problems. And amongst each other, and we lived and we laughed and we loved and we observed each other and we helped each other. We helped each other reach the stars. We need the keepers of the fire, we need the keepers of the water, and we need the keepers of the air to help us. People of the keepers of the land. We need all of us in order to take off from here. And we have 8 billion people on this planet now. And that's way more than this Earth Mother can really handle. And we're only growing. And we have to come up with solutions for our children and our children's children. And the things that we can do and to help. And we can only do this through observation and through helping each other. And being respectful of each other. And to be respectful of our earth and our women. And to be respectful of our children and our elders and the plant people and the animal people. We have to be respectful for all of those things and grateful. You know, it took a great evil to take our things away from us, our way of life, and it's going to take a great kindness to bring it all back. So, yeah. Okay, well, once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning on in to the Ojibwe Way of Life. And we will see you again next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.